According to the Ron.
You said the Shartzian is working with the Romo, Pasas like who? The Ron. Therefore, also it's a Potemins that said, even when it's Efshel Lekayim Shteyim. So is that a Ptur or is that a Hafka? So we wanted to claim, so we were difficult. On one hand, if you're Yotz in the Mitzvah, why is he mistopic with this? You say a Bracha, right? So I want to get the file. I want you to get it down in your notes. I believe that the Ron is working with the mechanics of a Ptur. That if you're Osik by Mitzvah A, you're Potter from Mitzvah B. And I say Potter, not Afka. Meaning that if you go ahead and do B Yehuda, there would be a Kiyuma Mitzvah. And therefore, on that type of Kiyum, is there a Brach or not? That the Mishnah Berurah says I'm not sure about. But we were bothered by, we assumed that it was Afka yesterday. If you don't assume it's Afka, if you assume it's a Ptur, then the Ptur can be understood in one of two ways. Is it a what? Is it a Hafka or is it a Ptur? So we're saying it's a Ptur. So if it's a Ptur, that means you're not out of the picture. So if you're not out of the picture, Halach L'maisa, what happens? Do you say a Bracha or not? So then Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure about that. So please get that down. That's how we want to resolve the Kasha. And therefore, what's the Bracha? Shirki Dishanu Mitzatah Vitzivanu. What does Vitzivanu mean? Vitzivanu means that everyone is in this predicament is Potter. But if I do it, Lamaisa, it's possible that what I get points at Shemaim. So is that enough to say a bracha or not? That's what he's not sure about. Women definitely could say a bracha according to Rabbi Natan and Ramah, because men say the bracha on a mitzvah Shemaim Grama because they're mechuyev. So a woman is potter, but when she takes it upon herself, is there enough of a kiyum to say a bracha? Yes. Question is, in this situation, there's no one around. Anyone is in this predicament is potter, but if they do it, is it enough to save Vitzivanu? So that's how I want to solve the answer, solve the kasha that we had with the Shartzian. Please get that. So we were bothered by the fact that it was Afka. It's not Afka. It's a Ptur. If it's a Ptur, it's fine. And I want to point out at this time, please get it down, a machlokes between the Taz and the Drisha. Please get it down, Allah Lamais. Mishnah Berurah says, Mikra Adin, we should paskin like the Drisha. What's the case? In Simon Kuf Ches, Allah Lamais, we know that if someone is an onen, al pi din, someone lost a relative, seven relatives in the morning. They did the levaya at 12 o'clock. Now the levaya, you're no longer an onen, you become an oval. You become chayv in mitzvahs. When you daven mincha, do you have to daven mincha twice? Or you daven mincha once? You miss shachris. You're an onen the whole morning. An onen is pata from tefillah. What's the din? So this is a very important machlekes taz drisha. The Drisha writes in Ilchas Avelis that you were not chayv and shachris at all. It was a hafka in our terminology. If it was a hafka, then you're not mechuyev the daven mincha. So why should daven mincha twice? You never mechuyev in shachris, correct? That's hafka. That's what the Drisha says. And the Taz writes in Ilchas Tefillah Kufches. Please get it down. The Taz is in Simon Shinmem Aleph in Ilchas Avelis in Yordea, and that's where the Drisha is. And the Taz is in Orachayim Simit Kufchetz and Nichos Tefillah. Taz says, I can't believe the Holy Mouth said this. I can't believe the Pek Kadosh said this. He says, he argues on the Drisha. He says, there's a Ptur. As an Onan, you really were Chayav the Daven Shachas, but you have an exemption. And therefore, when it comes Mincha, you better Daven Mincha twice. Okay? How do we Paskin? Mr. Bruce says, we Paskin like the Drisha. You do not have to Daven Mincha twice. He says, I think it's a good idea to Daven in the Dove. You know what in the Dove is? You can always daven in the Dove throughout the day. Rabbi Yochanan has a comment, Alavai, a person davens all day. So therefore, since Lamaisa, you can always daven in the Dove. So it comes out, Lamaisa, but Mikar Adin, who does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin like? Drisha. Like the Drisha. So I want you to get that. That's a good example of a difference between a Ptur and a Hafka. Onein, you never were chayv in Shachris. The question is, do you apply that to what? Please get that down. In Onein, everyone agrees what? You don't daven Mincha twice. Because you were not chayv in what? Chakras. But let's say you're an emergency room doctor, and you're saving someone from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. You could not daven chakras. Now you saved the guy's life. Do you daven mincha twice or not? That's called osek betzarkei tzibor. What do you say? That's the machlokes taz drisha. Make sure you guys get that right in your notes, please. That's the machlokes taz drisha. Everyone agrees in onein is not chayv mincha twice. Because you were never chayv in chakras. The question is, do we apply someone who's the doctor, Osik, Betzarki, Tzibor, like an Onin or not? The Drisha says yes, he's not Mechuyiv in Mincha, because he never was Mechuyiv in Shachris, he's not Mechuyiv in Dav Mincha twice, and the Taz says no, it's a Ptur. So please get that right. We got it? Onain, everyone says you don't have to daven mincha twice. You don't have to get this down. It's very important. There was no chiyuv shacharis by an onain. So therefore, he doesn't have to daven mincha twice. The question is, the emergency room doctor, is he like an onain or not? The drisha says yes. The ta says no. That's an example of a ptur and a hafkah. The drisha said it was a hafkah. You never mechuyiv. The ta said it's a ptur, but the chiyuv is latent. The chiyuv is suspended in midair. And therefore, I have to make it up. That's exactly what we're saying with the Ran. The Ran holds it's a ptur, not a hafkah. That's why the Ran says, if you eat the matzah, you're yotze. Question is, can I say a brach on the matzah? That's how we want to solve this. Okay? You got to be on time, because you missed the whole Taz Drisha Bini. Okay? This whole Chiddush. This whole Mahalach already. Okay, we always try to end on time. Guys, we got to come bisman. Okay? Quickly, Adam, go ahead.
Not really understanding how we can consider a doctor that's saving a time.
The doctor is osik b'tzarchi tzibur,
it's
a mitzvah.
I understand that, but it's not like he was 100% patur from davening at all.
Sure he was. He, before chakras came into play, he's been saving the guy's life. He did a surgery. That's osik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. Do you say osik b'mitzvah, patim is a patur or afka? If it's a patur, then the chiyuv was there, I'm just patur.
Yeah, I'm saying like, yes, I'm saying that he was patur.
That's the machloikis, the Taz Drisha.
But you should be able to, sure.
So that's the question. Conceptually, do we view it as that the chiyuv chakras never got off the ground, or it got off the ground, but I'm just patur? That's the shaila. Owning the chiyuv chakras never got off the ground. So that's how we're being masked with the Shartzian. Shartzian says, Oski mitzvah patur mitzvah is a what? Is a patur. It's not afka. And I was arguing with Rabbi Konigsberg this morning about it, because the Ron said, if it's not a tircha, what did you say you got to do?
You got
to do both. If it was afka, why do you have to do both? Don't do it at all. You're not chayvin base. You understand what I'm saying? What does the Ron say? Umiyu, right afterwards. And however, if it's not a tircha, you better do base. If it's afka, why do it? So that's what the Shartzi and Suffolk is regarding this din. Quickly, Matthew, go ahead.
Who is the Jewisha?
The Drisha was written by the small. It's on the bottom of the tour. The Prisha and the Drisha is a parish on the bottom of the tour. Okay? All right. We got this clear. That's the first mile. I want you to get that. Machlik's Taz Drisha. I heard that from my Rebbe, Rav Zalman Lechemi Gober, Shlita the Great Gaon. And Eretz Yisrael, it's a famous Machlik's Taz Drisha. And the Mishabru sides with the Drisha, even though the Taz says, how could the Pekkar say such a thing? But the Mishabru says, Mikra, then I hold like the Drisha. That we equate and own it, like Adam said, with the doctor, who's also with Sarkin Seaborn. That's two ways to view in Lomdus. What is the Ptur? Is it Hafkah? That Chiv never got off the ground? Okay, make sure we get it. Onan, everyone agrees you're not Chayev Shachar. So for sure I don't have to daven mincha twice. Question is, do I equate Osik with Tzarchet Tzibor to the Onan? Okay. Let's get to the Tysis now, where we left off. Okay? Let's get to the Tysis. We have a lot to see, Bezrat Hashem. We're at Chafayim and Alf on the bottom. Okay? The Gemara brought in, what did the Gemara bring in? The Gemara brought in this notion of what? An oval. We remind her what an onan is, what an oval is. Yes, Simi? The aninus ends at the time of the interment, which is kvura. Then a person becomes an oval. An onan is pater from all mitzvahs esay. He's chayv in what?
Lotasis.
Chayv in lotasis. Excellent. He can't steal, he can't eat ham. Alpi din. I want to add this din down. Please get everything. Piskei tshuva kotz hachamudei dino. If he wants to eat a sandwich, he must wash his hands. He must do Netilas Yadayim without a bracha. He doesn't say a bracha, though. Why? Because why do we do Netilas Yadayim? For two reasons. Sarach Truma. It's a gzera that you'll eat Truma and Metame the Truma. So even though we're not eating Truma, but they made a low plug, any bread, you always got to wash your hands. What's a gzera? A gzera is a rabbinic decree. But you put it under an essay or a lav? You put it under a lav. And an onan has to do all the lavin. He also has got to do Netilas Yadayim. He doesn't say a bracha, but he says he washes his hands before he eats the bread. So why does an onan not say a bracha v'motzi? What's the din if you eat bread, if you eat food without a bracha? What does the Gemara say? Gemara calls it gezel. If you eat without a bracha, it's gezel. Lamed heim and alf and brachas. How am I allowed to eat a sandwich if I'm an onan? I'm gezel. What's the answer? So we have in the Sefer we wrote from Rav Zalman Nechemia and Rav Moshe Hirschel Nemik HaBracha that the Isser is Noveah from the Mitzvah Midrabanan. The Isser of Gezel or Me'ila comes from the fact you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But since an onan doesn't have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of a bracha, the isser doesn't get off the ground. You follow me? It's not two different stadim. The Bir Halacha presents it as two different stadim. He says, a guy's in a Beis HaMerchatz, he wants to take a drink. If it's a mitzvah, onis rachmana patre. You're in a place where you can't say a bracha, maybe you don't have to say a bracha. If you say it's a matter of an isser, this is still only bin komo. The way the Bir Halacha presents it is two different stadim in this shiloh. But the Razam Lechemya, Moshe Herschel, Lamech Brachas, that the Isser is noveah from the mitzvah. The fact you have no mitzvah or bunny, the Isser doesn't get off the ground. Therefore, we paskin la'alacha known and eats the sandwich without a bracha, but he must wash his hands. Al pidin. So we learn in the Gemara, there of Abba Barzav, the Marav says, Abel Schaiv and called Mitzamur's Betar, except for tefillin. Except for tefillin on the first day, which is Shenemar, Behen, what? Peir. So let's see the Tysus inside. Okay? We got a lot to do. Let's see. Go ahead, Izzy. The bottom Tysus. Shai Neman Beher, Nemer Behen Peir. Go ahead. Speak to him the brachas, please. Go ahead. Donnie, look inside, please. Go ahead. Thank you. So please get this. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel HaNavi that Yechezkel HaNavi, when his wife would die, which is obviously very sad when someone loses a wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, I don't want you to mourn like a regular oval. Why not? Rashi says in Amud Beis and in the Navi, in Yechezkel, the following reason. I want you to get it. He wanted to foretell Klal Yisrael that you guys please do tshuva before the Chorban happens. Because the Chorban is going to be such a bad event that when you yourself lose your private loved ones, you're going to be so overwhelmed with the Chorban, you won't be able to mourn for your own private loved ones. And I'm going to give you Yechezkel as an example. He's going to lose his wife and he's not going to mourn. To kind of foretell the story, this is what it's going to be like when the Chorban happens. To hopefully to get them to do tshuva. Unfortunately, we didn't do tshuva. You got this? I want you to get this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, I want you to strap on tefillin on the first day of Shiva for your wife. You do it, but no one else does it. All the other mourners should not. So I want you to get down. According to Tosfos and Tosfos and Brachos, please get it down. What is the makor that an oval does not wear tefillin on the first day? Pasuk itself from Yechezkel HaNavi. It is the direct makor. Please get it down. The direct makor is from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. No doubt, okay? It is the direct Pasuk in Yechezkel that tells me that what? That an oval on the first day does not wear tefillin. Every other mitzvah in the Torah, he's no longer known and he's got to do when he's an oval, except for tefillin the first day. That's why if you ever notice, guys, already by the, usually a Levi is in mid-afternoon, God forbid, so the rest of the day was the first day of Shiva. He didn't wear tefillin. By the next day, though, it's already the second day you're putting on tefillin. That's why it doesn't come up a lot, halach l'maisa. Okay, because already by the morning is the second day of Shiva, so he puts on the tefillin. But the first day he's pater from tefillin. It's the one mitzvah that an oval's pater from.
How did it ever come up? Is the person buried at night?
Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael it can happen. Even in America it can happen. Sure, absolutely. So you see this halacha.
Yeah, would not be a full day then?
Mixes a yom kekulo. First day counts. It doesn't have to be a whole day. That's why I have Levi's at the end of the day, and he won't be able to get home to sit down. We have him sit down in the Bezak Forest. That he sits Shiva at least a little bit an hour. That counts as one day. Mixes yom kekulo. Oh, so the real markers from Poskin and Cheska. Go ahead. Vaha what? Go ahead, Izzy. Vaha the what? Tefillin is called glorification, like Yehuda Yasmin Seder. Go ahead. The oval is not a man of glorification. Oh, and when he glorifies himself, he's showing he's not an oval. It's not nice. Go ahead. Excellent. So according to Tosfos, and we're going to say the Tosfos and Brachos as well, that the makor, according to Tosfos, is what? The makor is the pasuk in Yechezkel. Pasuk be Yechezkel. And what is the svara? The svara blocks the tour to other what? Mitzvah. To other mitzvahs. The svara is only tour, rock, bitfillin. Because why? You cannot put glory on your forehead. You are in ashes. Okay? Please get this down. Tosis and Brachas picks up on that in Yud Aleph from off the top Tosis I gave you. And Tosis writes, he says, I don't understand. Why do you need the Pasuk in Yecheskel? Why can't you learn out from the Svara that you have ashes on your forehead so it's inappropriate to put on tefillin? That's what Tosis asks in Brachas. So Tosis gives two terutzim. The first answer is from the Sarmikutzi that says what? Exactly like we just learned. That the svar is just to limit the Ptur to tefillin, you don't apply it to all other mitzvahs. Why would I apply it to all other mitzvahs? Why would I? So what does Tosas say in Brachas? From a Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? He doesn't tell you. So I want you guys to get this down. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Tetzayin Amadaf that tefillin is so crucial. I was telling a few guys in Seder. The Gemara says the biggest Rosh in the world stays in Gehenna only a year, and he comes out. But our Karkafta de Gavra, the skeleton of a skull that doesn't put on tefillin, stays in Gehenna. Tefillin is such a critical mitzvah. That's why Lubavitch Hasidim at airports will put on tefillin every yid, so they shouldn't go their life without tefillin. They learn the Gemara meant your whole life. But some Rishonim say every day, a guy who doesn't put on tefillin b'mezid is a horrible thing. The Gemara, or Shulchan Aruch says he's a poshea b'gufon. You never should let a day go by unless a person is really ill. And the chakras you put on by mincha. Never ever let it go by. If you did, you do tshuva. But going forward, our karkafta de gavra de lomanach bo tefillin. So that's the Kal v'chomer Tosfos says. If an avel is pata from tefillin, and tefillin is so crucial that it has that din that a guy could stay in Gehenim, and he's pata on the first day, how much more so I would think other mitzvahs he's pata for. Therefore, I need the svar to limit the ptur only to what? Only to tefillin. That's the first day in Tosa, the Sarmikutzi. Then the second line of Tosa says, I needed to limit what? That he only put tefillin on. You only not put tefillin on the first day. The rest of the shiva you put it on. So it's a limitation. The svar of ashes on the forehead within Tosa's shita is what? What is it?
First day.
It's a limitation. Either the limitation is the ptur only to tefillin, not to other what? Not to other mitzvahs, or it's a limitation the first day of Shiva and not the rest of Shiva. But according to what Tosfos in Sukkah and Tosfos in Brachos, the Makor is from the Yecheskel, the Svar is a limitation. Limitation of the scope of the Ptur, limit only the Tefillin, not to other mitzvahs. And I would think that what? It should apply to the mitzvahs because of the Patish from Tefillin, which is such a risky mitzvah. If you don't do it, scary. Scary if a guy doesn't put on Tefillin. It's a scary thing. We have to tell our chaveim, if you know any, everyone knows a guy, maybe the might not be makana. You got to tell him in a nice way. Never let a day go by. So if that's putter, how much more so? I would think other mitzvahs comes to Svar and says, no. Ashes on the forehead, it's only putter by tefillin. The second day of Tosfos is, I would think it's every day. Shivit be putter from, no, it's only the first day. But the makor is from Yecheskel straight up. We got that? Comes along a Rav Gaon refrain, Shlita, the great Gaon. A lot of people don't even know he has a sefer on Maseches Moed Katan and Maseches Tmura called All Le'Yisachar. It's a tremendous sefer. Everyone knows him as great drushes, beautiful drushes, but he's a tremendous lamdan as well. He's a beautiful sefer. So he points out, and I gave it to you, the Russian Moed Katan. The Russian Moed Katan in Perek Gimel, and the end of Simon Gimel, I believe it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Perek Gimel, the end of Simon Gimel. The Rush says, I beg to differ. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim. Let's get it. Is the institution of Shiva D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. So, the Rush holds, and the Ashkenazic Shita, the Ramah, is that Shiva, lock, stock, and barrel is D'Rabbanan. The whole thing. All Hilchos Avel is D'Rabbanan. The Rabbah and the Rif have a different Shita, and they claim that the first day of Shiva, if he died on that day and you buried him on that day, that's D'Oraisa. That's a sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. Yes, even the Rambam and the Rif say it's only the Rabbanan. There's a third sheet of the Yerushalmi that says all of Shiva is D'Oraisa. And then there's a collector's item, the Ravid sheet that says Shloshim is D'Oraisa. So we got the different sheetas. Avram, let's get it down. Those are the different sheetas you have in a Shiva. So within that discussion, please get this, the Rush says that there are those who claim that the first day's got to be D'Oraisa. Because how else could you potter yourself from tefillin? Tefillin is a D'Oraisa mitzvah. It's so risky. It's scary if you don't do it. How could you be potter from tefillin? must be the institution of the first day of Shiva, at least, must be Midyaraisa. That's what the Rush writes. And then the Rush comes along and he says, I'm sorry, the Li Nira, I think that that's wrong. I think that Shiva is only the Rabbanan, including the first day. And the reason why the Chachamim have the ability to tell you not to do tefillin, because Yesh Koch Biyad Chachamim, Lakor Davar Minatora B'Shei Val Tase. The Chachamim can tell us on Rosh Hashanah, comes out on Shabbos, don't you blow the shofar. I'm afraid you're going to carry the shofar, it's just a rabbi to learn how to do it. They can tell you not to do a mitzvah passively. They cannot tell you to break a mitzvah d'oraisa actively. Only Horah Shah, Eliyahu did that at Har HaKarmel with the Karbanos. But that was a one-time deal. Horah Shah. Shev al Tase, the Chum have the power to do it. So says the Rush, it's Shev al Tase. I believe Shiv is Durabanan, but they can tell you don't put on tefillin on the first day. And he says, you know why you don't put on tefillin on the first day? The Makor is the Svara. Because your head is full of ashes. And it's inappropriate to put tefillin on your head that has ashes. And therefore, Harav Agon Refran Shlita says, you see from the Rush that he argues very strongly on our Tosafim and the Tosafim Brachas, that the real Makor is a Svara. That there are ashes on the guy's head. And since there are ashes on the guy's head, that's why I don't put on tefillin. Whereas our Tosa said, of course, the Pasuk from Yecheskel, the Svara was just used as a p'tura limited to tefillin, or to limit it to the first day. The Rush says, no, it's only ashes on your head the first day, and that's the real Makor, that's the real Svara. So if I ask you guys, what is the Makor that an Ovel does not wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva? As Izzy pointed out in Yonatan and Seder, the simplest read of the Gemara is like our Tosis and the Tosis and Brachas, that the Makor is from Yecheskel. That's what Tosis says. The Rush says no. The Rush reads the Gemara like this. The Navi tells you that tefillin is called glorification. It's a Gilui Milsa, as he writes. But the Limud is really from where? The Limud, Halach Lamaisa, is from what? Is from the fact that it's a svara that the Ovel has ashes on his forehead. And it's inappropriate to put glorification, tefillin, on a place where there are ashes. That's the real Makor. It's a svara. So what emerges, guys, is a fundamental machlokes, Tosfos against the Rush, as to what exactly is the Makor for an Ovel not wearing tefillin on the first day. And we have to take this weiter. Please get this. Adam, you got it? Okay. Lefizeh, one sec, Matthew, Binny, we'll get you. Lefizeh, let's take it a step further. I gave you the Rambam to look up. So you open up the Rambam in the Yad HaChazakah, and we know the Rambam writes there are 14 categories, Yad. So in order to go through this question, what do we have to do? We have to look in the Rambam where? In Hilchos Avelos. And what does the Rambam write in Hilchos Avelos? I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam writes Beferish Pirik, hey, I'm sorry. The Rambam is in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, in Hilchos Avel.
He writes the Pasuk.
The Rambam writes Beferish, like the Shita, what of Tosos, that he quotes the Pasuk, that the Makor is, that it's usher to put on tefillin on the first day, and he quotes this Pasuk by Yecheskel. So it's explicit that the Rambam holds, like the Shita Satisvis, in Sukkah, and Artisvis, and in Brachas, that it's Yafusa Gemura from Yecheskel, and it's not based on the Svara, which is what the Rush said. And it's very interesting, and I want you to get this. Did you notice what the Rambam includes in that halacha? Who remembers? Not just tefillin, but what else?
Can't eat and drink from your own stuff.
Excellent. Very good, Matthew. Get that down. So refrain is medayek, the first meal after the Seuda, and the first meal after the Levaya is called the Seuda Savra. You cannot pay for it with your own money. You have to get it from other people. Neighbors have to bring it. It's a halacha. Why is the Rambam including the halacha of tefillin with that? So what does he want to show you? He wants to show you that it's considered to be what? It's a real limud. It's not just a gilui milsa. The Rambam includes it together with that isra of eating dvarim mishaloh. So you see, and he quotes the pasuk. These are dinim that come straight out of the Navi. That's a refrain is medayek from the Rambam, Yehudi. You got that down? Notice the fact that he includes it in the very same halakha is trying, he's just listing off the halakhas that we learn from Navi. He's not learning like the Rush that it's a svara. Okay? He's not learning like the Rush is a svara. He's learning like Tosfos that the real marker is from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Okay? Memela, it comes out like this. Comes out, halacha lemaisa, and this works very beautifully with the other Rambam. Because we all know that the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis in Pirkei Halacha Yud Aleph, what does he write? The Rambam writes, Jacob, Pirkei Halacha Yud Aleph in Hilchos Tefillin, I'm sorry, in Hilchos Tainis, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam uses the following expression, okay? I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, he says, U'miksas chachamim no'agin shul anich bo tefillin berosh. There are some chachamim that at Tisha B'Av did not wear tefillin berosh. Mashmo, they wore tefillin shel yad, which is quite bizarre. Why would they wear tefillin? They wouldn't wear tefillin shel rosh, they wore tefillin shel yad. Why would you make such a split? So the Magen Mishnah writes right there on the Rambam. What does the Magen Mishnah say? That this is a svara of minik. It's a minik. The minik is that those people are allowed to wear Tisha B'Av. If they want to wear it on Tisha B'Av, they only wore tefillin shel yad. They did not write it at what? They did not wear tefillin shel rosh. And the Rambam doesn't write it's usher, it's a minig. It's a minig. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, what is that based on? So I want you to get this. So the Rambam says, when it comes to what shiva, the Rambam says, when it comes to shiva, the Rambam says, I hold like what? I hold like Tosfos. Kamo Tosfos, legabi avil. I hold like Tosfos, legabi avil. And therefore the makor is what? That he has what? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam works with the Sfarah. And the Sfarah is rock the what? Tefillin shel Rosh. Wow. It's only by Tefillin shel Rosh. Because there's no ashes on your arm here. It's on your head. If you're an oval. And therefore, since this is a Sfarah, the Rambam distinguishes between what? Tefillin shel Rosh and Tefillin shel Yad. And therefore, since it's a svar, I can be mechalek. But when it comes to what? And it's the truth is, did you look in the Rambam? You know what the Franco Rambams are? And the regular Rambam? The regular Rambam, what did it say? Nogin shel olaniyat tefillin birosh. Write it down. It says birosh. In the Franco Rambam, you know what it says? Shel Rosh. Why in our editions does it say birosh? Because you want to accentuate what? Your head. Exactly, Michael. In the Franco Rambam, it says Shel Rosh. But in the old Rambams we have, it says Birosh. Because you want to accentuate, Adam, that you should not put tefillin on Tisha B'Av on your head. Because on your head there's ashes. On your arm there's not. But when it comes to Shiva, when it comes to Shiva, which is a velus, which is a real halacha. It's not a minig. You follow me? It's a real halacha. We never find a distinction between tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. Where did I give you that? Where did I give you that? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chof Ches, Amud Beis. What does it say? When you make tefillin of leather, Bini, let's get it down. Which leather must it come from? A kosher animal. And how do we know that? Because of the shin of tefillin. Where is the shin of tefillin? Where is the shin of tefillin? On your tefillin shel rosh or tefillin shel yad? Tefillin shel rosh. But it says v'hayu l'totafo. There's a drasha of v'hayu. We have a hekesh between yad and rosh. Every halacha you have by rosh, you have by yad. Every halacha you have by yad, you have by rosh. They both must come from kosher animals. So therefore, the Rambam writes halacha l'maisa. The Rambam says when it comes to the avelis, you're like a what? When it comes to avelis, what are you? A mocker's from Yecheskel. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, which is a minig, the svara, it only applies to tefillin shel rosh. But according to the Rosh, and who asked this kasha? Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. According to the Rosh, what's the lumdus? Akiva? You're not allowed to put ashes on your what? On your head. It's a svara. So let me ask you, during Shiva, Yehuda, why don't people wear tefillin shel yad according to the Rosh? Who asked this kasha? Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi, Simon Reish Sadi Beis. He asked this kasha. Please get that kasha down. If you hold like the Rosh, it's based on the Svara, then during Shiva you should wear tefillin shel yad, right? Because according to the Rosh, what's the whole basis here? What's the whole basis according to the Rosh, Adam? Svara. It's a Svara. If the Svara, then you should just not wear your Rosh. But wear the yad. What's the answer? I'm going to write there, Bahayu. There's a hekesh between the two, Bahayu. Whatever you say about Rosh, you got to say about yad. Okay, everyone got that?
Can you repeat the
Magen Mishnah? Yes, the Magen Mishnah says the notion of the Rambam on Tisha B'Av is only a minig. It's not an ikmik or adin. So if it's a minig, I can take the svara out of sof and be mechalik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. They didn't wear rosh, but they wore yad. And that's accentuated by the Ram saying birosh. In the Frank Ram says shel rosh. But in the old edition it says birosh because he wanted to say don't wear it on your head. It's a beautiful deal. But the truth is you could take that to so far and say, well, why according to Rush, who says the home marker is based on the Sfarah by Avelis, so why don't they wear Tzon Shayad during Shiva? The answer is Vahayu. But when something's a minig, though, then you can break it and make a distinction. You follow me? You can miss the whole boat on this with this part of this. That's where Fran Shlita is bringing out here. That the first part of our Taisvis is an amazing chiddush because it's a major machlokes in Rishonim as to how you view the tour of an oval and tefillin on the first day. Yosef, you got it? Is it a real marker from the Navi or is it really a svar? And it'll be a tremendous nafkamina. Okay? The nafkamina will be in the situation, let's say, halach lamaisa, when we want to know the situation, let's say by Tisha B'Av. You understand why by Tisha B'Av he makes the chiluk. He makes such a distinction, al pi din. So that's what comes out, halacha l'maisa, from this Rambam. Okay? So it comes out, you see this distinction very, very clearly. Okay? Now we had Matthew and Binny have kashas. Yeah, real quick, kashas. Because we got to move. Go ahead, Matthew.
Why can't we say that Rambam was written Deegan the puzzle? Because it only says, Pe'er Chavosh Roshcha. So why can't we say that Hashem was only telling Chesga without the Tulan Shalrosh?
No, because glorification is Tulan Shalyad and Rosh.
So why is that Chavosh Roshcha?
It says Pircha Chavush Alecha, right? You can also strap it on your arm. It says Roshecha, you're right. Okay, but he was stressing that. I'll say the same thing, Vahayu. Apply Vahayu. Whatever the Abishter said, apply it across the board. It's just more, it's first and foremost, you know, when you're wearing it on your head. It's a good point, Matthew, but it's Lav Davka. Okay? Glorification is Yad and Rosh. Yes, Benny, it's a good kasha. Go ahead, Benny.
Is it possible to
But why do you need both? You have Tysus Kasha. You don't need both. Make your decision. Is the marker the Pasuk or the Svar?
It means the Makor for the tour is the Pasuk, but the Svar, but...
No, you're not going to say a Pasuk's not a Ptur. Pasuk tells you they didn't. The only thing, Svar would be a Ptur.
I'm saying if Pasuk will tell you that you're Pater, but the Svar tells you that you're Chayav the rest of the day, then you're...
Okay, so the Rush basically said the Svar is that you feel the worst on the first day, so the ashes of the first day. That's all part of the Svar. That's what the Rush says.
Just because you hold the Makor is the...
No, the Rush says that Pircha just tells me that it means tefillin, that's all. But the real Makor is the Svar, and the Svar is only the first day. That's what he says.
Tosus already said, even within Tosus,
I understand. Tosus said that. I understand, but Tosus said it was... But the Rush assumes the Dover Pashut that the Svar applies only the first day. That was the Dover Pashut to the Rush. Tosus said I needed to say that.
Is the Svar Pe'er, the same thing as the svar of like you having ashes on your head? Are those the same thing, or are those different svaras?
What do you mean svar? According to the Rush, again, the marker is a svar. You're not allowed to put ashes on your head. Yeah. All Pericha tells me that it's called tefillin. That's all. So the Gilui Milsa that Pericha means tefillin. That's all. The Rush takes care of everything else. That's what we're saying. And the Rush said it's all based on the svar that's the first day. That's all part of the svar. The pasuk he minimizes very much so. That's what the Mahalik were saying in the Rush.
Yeah. And the air. That's referring to the pasuk the Rafa Chavishalaka. That's a different pasuk.
Which one?
In the Gemara, the Shereen Amar and the air.
Yeah, that's referring to that pasuk. Yeah, it's referring to that pasuk. That's why I said the simplest reading Gemara is like Tysus. That's what Izzy and Yonatan point out. But the Rush is a different way of reading the Gemara. Just that Gilu it's called film, but the real mucker is the svar. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Yonatan.
Didn't we say on Monday that like a hakul pain that's a dinner of the course of
Divri Kabbalah Afke Divri Torah Dami. It's a good point. It's a very good point. I think what you'll have to say is a lot of times what the Gemara says is that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So it's really halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the Echezko, we just find a pasuk to hang it on. That's what the Gemara says a lot. So when I say that it's a real marker, you're going to have to say it's like halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the Navi is supportive of that. That's what you're going to have to say. It's a good, very good, very good kasha. Because you understand saying it should be drabanan, divrei kabbalah lafke divrei d'radami. But the answer is that it is a din d'oraisa, okay? Because then you know what? You wouldn't be bothered by the din, halacha l'maisa of what? You wouldn't be bothered by the din, the whole din of avos din drabanan. He's saying that that you know, Avelis is what? Avelis is the Rabbanan, Hakateh, stop to do tefillin, which is the Raisa. But this halacha, what we're saying is that, if you think about it, it's saying that the Rabbanan are telling you, you don't have to say necessarily it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan are telling you not to wear tefillin. So you could view it like that. Tefillin is definitely the Raisa. The Rabbanan are telling you not to say it's Shev Al Taseh. So that, I think, answers your kasha even better. You could say it's from Navi, and say it's Divri Kabbalah Lavka Divri Torah Domi. But the din the Rabbanan is don't wear tefillin.
And what's my hopes of the din the Raisa din Rabbanan?
No, tefillin is the Raisa. There's a din the Rabbanan that he doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva.
Yeah, but isn't that my hopes of the Raisa din
Rabbanan? No, because the Rabbanan could tell you not to do a mitzvah of the Raisa, Al Taseh. That's what I'm saying to you. So that solves, that answers your kasha. That itself is not a problem. You follow me?
But the Rosh had a halfman to say it was the deraisa.
No, but he says, don't prove to me that Shiva is the deraisa. Shiva can be the Rabbanan, but they tell you you don't put on the tefillin. The mavato, the mitzvah, they say shev al taseh. Don't put on the tefillin.
But it is
I understand that, but he's answering that it's the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So you see from Navi that the whole thing is a din rabbanan. Not to put on the tefillin is a din rabbanan. Shev al taseh.
Did we say the Rabbanan was the deraisa?
What the first day of Shiva is the Raisa, but the halacha of not putting on tefillin, the isser of not putting on tefillin is the Rabbanan. Shiva, right, is whether it's the Raisa or not. So Rosh says Shiva can be the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan can tell you not to put on tefillin. Okay? You got it? Okay, very good. That's the Chiddush. Let's get to the second part of the Taisus now. Okay, let's get to the second part. Tzvi, you want to lift up the one a little bit more? Okay, let's go. Yosef, you ready? Okay. Viter in the Tisus. Let's go. Go ahead, Izzy. That's the first part of the Tisus. Go ahead. Oh, now the second part of Tisus. What does Tisus ask? Let's get it. Tisus says, I got a problem. The problem is as follows. There's a fundamental difference between tefillin and Talmud Torah. An Avil does not put on tefillin on the first day. An Avil is not allowed to learn Torah throughout all of Shiva. What is the difference between the two? Jacob, what is the difference between? What do you mean, what's the difference? The difference is that in one case, but namely by tefillin, Yecheskel is the exception to the rule by Avelim. All Avelim cannot put on tefillin on the first day. Hashem said, when your wife dies, put on tefillin. By Talmud Torah, he's the model of him. He's told to be usher to learn Torah, all Avelim are usher to learn Torah. Why in the case of Tefillin is he an exception to the Avel, and when it comes to Talmud Torah, he's considered to be the model? Tosfos says he wants to know what's the difference.
You're not allowed to learn
Torah. Why by Tefillin is he considered to be the exception to the rule by Avelim, and by Talmud Torah he's the model of all the Avelim, that they're usher to Torah. That's Tosfos Kasha. It's a very strong kasha. And the Marshal points out, let's get it down, that the kasha is really one-sided. Because everyone knows that an oval is also b'divrei Torah. We know that from a Gemara in Tainis, Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim Esam Chilev. The laws of Hashem make a guy happy. You're not allowed to learn regular Torah during Avelis. You can only learn Hilchos Avelis. In fact, some Rishonim said you can't even learn Hilchos Avelis. We don't paskin like that, Shita. When the Rav was sitting Shiva, the Rav was learning Shulchan Aruch, and the Talmidim would come and write down notes as he was learning out loud. And Rav Hutner Zatzah came to Menachem Avil, he yelled at him. He said, what are you giving Shir during Shiva for? You're not allowed to teach Torah during Shiva, even if it's Hilchos Avelis, that makes you happy. So therefore, the Kasha is very strong Kasha. Why is it? And I want you to get that down. See, when you read the Tosfos, the Kasha could be like we said. Why in one case by Tefillin is he an exception, Legabe Tefillin for the Avelim? And by Talmud Torah he's the model. But really the Kasha is on the Tefillin part. Because everyone knows that Avel is also B'divrei Torah. And Yechezkel is also B'divrei Torah too. Ha'anei Dom, be silent. Why by Tefillin though? Why by Tefillin is he exception to the Avelim? All the other Avelim don't put on Tefillin on the first day. Hashem told Yechezkel to put Tefillin on the first day. So you understand what I'm saying? The Marshal says the Kasha really is from the Tefillin more. It really wasn't on the Avel, because everyone knows an Avel is also a Divrei Torah. But why did Hashem make Yechezkel the exception by Tefillin? And by Talmud Torah, he was the model. The kash is really why you should have been the model like you were by Talmud Torah. You should be the model by Tefillin too. Why are you the exception by Tefillin? That's the way the Marshal presents Tosis Kasha. Okay? Excuse me? No, Hanek don't. He was silent. He was the model for all of Elam. But by Tefillin, he's considered to be what? By Tefillin, he's considered to be the exception. Let's see Tosis Teretz. Let's see Tosis Teretz. Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. What does Shishinabo mean? No. Shinabo means differentiates here. Usually Shina means learn. Here means the Torah differentiated him from what? Regular Jews. Every Jew has a chiv of Talmud Torah. Avelim are in a different category. You don't learn Torah. Regular Torah. Islam lemeimar. Aval what? What does that last line mean? When it comes to what? When it comes to Torah, Avelim are different than regular Jews. All the regular Jews are Chayv and Torah except for who? Except for Avelim. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to Tefillin, are regular Jewish men Chayv and Tefillin or not? Yes. Why does Hashem need to tell Yechezkel to put on Tefillin? Why is Hashem telling Yechezkel to put on Tefillin Mechal? The same thing as what? Regular Jewish men. Regular Jewish men have to put on Tefillin. Why is Hashem telling Yechezkel the same thing? What must it be? That by Avelim they tak our what?
Not allowed to.
Exactly. Yechezkel is an exception to that rule. And therefore, Halacha Lomaisa, that's how I know the difference. Because every Jew's chayav in Torah. If you tell Yechezkel don't learn Torah, he must be a model for Avelim. It's going against a general rule. But if you tell Yechezkel put on Tefillin, that's like the general rule. Must be that by Avelim, there's an issur to put on Tefillin, and he's an exception to the rule by Avelim. That's what Tosis gives an answer. That's Tosis' answer. Beautiful answer. That's how we know that what? That Yechezkel is different by the Tefillin than what? Is different by Tefillin than Talmud Torah. That's the Chiddush of Tosis. That's how I know that he's an exception. Because you're just repeating what he said. Go ahead, Akiva. What was your kasha? You got it? Okay, that's the pshat in Tosis. Okay?
Wait, so Tosis' question, Rabbi, was...
Tosis' question is, why by Talmud Torah is he a model for Avelim? That all Avelim are also B'divei Torah. We know that. And when it comes to Tefillin, he's an exception to the rule. That was Tosis' kasha.
It seems like from the answer, the question really is, which one is he the model for and which one is he...
The question was, why if Talmud Torah is a model, by Tefillin he should be a model as well. That was Tosis' kasha.
Tosis doesn't answer that.
Yes, he does.
Well, he doesn't.
He does answer it. Yes, he does. Because I know when he's a model and when he's not a model. How do I know that? Because if Hashem tells you to what? Not learn Torah, that's against the general principle of what you do with Jewish men. So it must be he's a model for all of Avelim. But if you tell someone to put on Tefillin, which is what regular Jewish men do, what are you telling me? Must be, I want you to what? I'm teaching you a rule about Avelim, and you'll be an exception to that rule. That's the answer of Tosis.
Not answering the question, though, what's the model, what's the exception?
It is answering it.
Okay, fine.
It is answering it. It's answering it very beautifully, but I'm telling you why. Because it all depends about what Jewish men generally do. If you tell a Jewish man not to learn Torah, means you're telling Yechezkel, I want you to be a model for all of Elam. But if you tell a guy, if you tell a guy to put on tefillin, that's what Jewish men do.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm teaching you that other Avelim are usher, you'll be an exception to that rule of Avelim. That's how you know that by Talmud Torah he's a model, and by tefillin he's an exception. Because what are you comparing Avelim to the rest of the Jewish people, what they generally do? Okay? That's how you know what by Talmud Torah. Adam, you got me? That's how you know by Talmud Torah is a model, and by Tefillin, Michal, you got me? That's why it's an exception. That's Tosis Teretz. Not just Stam Random. You have to... It's Sheena Bakuli Alma. That's why Sheena is not learned.
It's not a why question. It's a what question.
But Sheena is different, not learning.
Yeah.
That's how Sheena, you know the answer. Okay, Bini, you got that? That's the chiluk between the Talmud Torah and the Tefillin. Okay. This brings us to the following, guys. Let's go. Before we get to Vayter now in the Gemara, please get this down. There seems to be a very, very big difficulty in the Rambam. The difficulty is as follows, okay? Let's get it. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Dev Vav Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, And this is a very big steer in the Rambam. I want you to get this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yishus, you're learning Torah as a single person. You have to get married. You're past the age of 17, 18. Rambam writes in Perek Dev Vav Halacha Beis, he says you can keep learning. You don't have to get married. Rambam says, Oseik b'mitzvot yamshich lilmod v'mutar l'acher marriage. It's mutter to what? It's mutter to delay marriage. Alpi din. It's mutter to delay the marriage. Avram, you got this? That's the shita of Rambam. And the Rambam says, Oseik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. I'm learning so I can delay getting married. I'm learning that I can delay getting married. That's what the Rambam writes. Rambam Perek Tev Vav Halacha Beis Hilchos Yishus. However, we learned, based on the Gemara Moed Kodna, on Tetzav Beis, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and Perek Yimel Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says about Torah, we know that what? Lomo Torah, the Lomo Torah, Tzarich Lafsik, to help the lady. Tzarich Lafsik, you have to stop today, Lazor Aisha, if no one else is going to help her. What's the steer in the Rambam?
One place, he says,
Rambam says you can continue to learn, you don't have to get married. You could delay marriage. I thought when it comes to Talmud Torah, can anyone get married for you? No, not the last time I checked. You're the only one that can get married for yourself. You're the only one that can get married for yourself. No one can represent you. You can do a shliach, kedushin, but okay, but you're the custom. So according to the rule of the Rambam, why does the Rambam say you can continue to learn? No. This Rambam is in the situation, he says you can continue to learn and you can delay marriage. Based on this other Rambam, you have to stop learning if no one else can do that on the mitzvah. No one else can get married for you.
What's the, what does that say,
Lazor Isha with the groceries. No one else can help her. In a case where no one else can help her. Okay, let's see. Let's give a few answers. But this is a very important steer in the Rambam.
What is the
in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Okay? So this is a very important steer in the Rambam. So I want to offer a few answers to this steer in the Rambam. Okay? Let's get a few answers to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay? Before we go right to the Gemara. First answer I want to give is the following. Okay? And the Rav Zatzal writes like this too as well. Based on the Baal HaTanya, the Rambam adds one caveat, which I did not write. Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Yachzor Lilimudo. So, the Baal HaTanya writes, there's two levels, there's two chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Yediyas HaTorah, you have to know Torah, and number two, Hasmada the Torah. Lilmo Kozman. Okay? So the Rav wants to claim that if you get married, now you have a responsibility to parnasa. You have to support your wife and kids. And therefore, it's going to impinge upon your yediyas haTorah. It's going to impinge upon your knowledge of Torah. You'll have other responsibilities on your mind. Oh, yeah, and therefore, you will not be able to fulfill the yachzor lilimudo. That's what the Baal HaTanya and that's what the Rav we want to put together is saying.
Doesn't that do the
hasmada
part?
No, it's talking about the yediyas haTorah, says the Baal HaTanya. It's going to impinge upon the Yediyas HaTorah. You might be able to go back to Seder. But the bottom line is, it's going to impinge upon the Yediyas HaTorah. You might be able to go back this year after you get married. But the bottom line is, you have this added responsibility. And therefore, it's going to be lacking Yachzor Lilimudo. And therefore, if it's lacking Yachzor Lilimudo, then you know what? When you are learning Torah, you can continue to learn Torah. You don't have to get married. You can delay it. Isn't that against the Rambam? Don't I have to stop and help the elderly lady? No, because when I help the elderly lady, I can go back to my learning. It's not going to impinge upon my learning. It's not going to impinge upon my yediyas haTorah. It's not going to be a problem at all. So memeila, we can solve the stira based on that first answer, where we're putting together the Rav with what?
Balatanya.
With the Balatanya. Okay? That's the first answer we want to suggest. Okay? That's the first answer we want to suggest, Pshat, Lamaisa, why it's not a problem. Second answer. A second answer, and that's what Avram Ramachavitu, the Kobetz Aris, Rabbi Ochanan, the Kobetz Yerim, writes in the Kobetz Aris, in El Savasim and Aleph, and the Kobetz Yerim Chelek Besim in the test, that we know Halacha Lamaisa. It's very interesting that you can fulfill Puruvu later on. Since you can fulfill Puruvu later on, it's not called a Bittul Mitzvah. Not over every day. Throughout your life, you have to fulfill Puruvu. You have to at least try to fulfill Puruvu. So it's not like you're going to lose out. Puruvu, I can do later. It's not like I'm going to miss out on it completely. Puruvu lachersman. So don't give me the kasha that what? Oh, sick, but you got to stop. The lady needs the groceries now. You got to help her, otherwise she's going to fall down. You could get married. It's a little bit different that the chiv already said it. So this is Puruvu, I can do lachersman. So don't tell me that's a problem. It's not a problem at all. When I'm learning Torah, the elderly lady needs a grocery, I better stop learning and help her right now, otherwise she's in trouble. You could get married 5 years later. So it's not a steer at all. You could fulfill the mitzvah much later. In fact, the Rashba is a tshuva. If a guy takes a shvu, he's not going to get married until 25 or 30. Is a shvu chal? Yes. He'll get married after 25 or 30. When the shvu is not chal, if he took a shvu, he's never going to get married in his life. That's against the Torah. That's against the Lacha. Such a shvu is not chal. Okay. So you can fulfill it much later. It's not considered to be a problem. Okay. I want to give another answer, though, which is a bit chiddush. Very, very bit chiddush. But I want to share with you the Maharam Shik says you can do it through other people. Puruvu is not a personal mitzvah, as long as the world's populated. Why do you have to have kids? Let him have kids. Okay, you're right. It's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. But I want you to know the Maharam Shik.
It's neged the Rambam in that Hilchos Ishus.
The Maharam yeah.
The Rambam says in that piece that everyone has the mitzvah of Puruvu.
Okay, the Maharam Shik, Lomaisa says that. Maharam Shik is going against this.
No, but how can he say...
I don't know, you got to show me the Rambam, okay? Show me that Rambam inside. I don't remember him saying that specifically. It seems like that, though. But he's saying it's Efshay Yedecherim. No, we have the Rambam here. In Hilchos Ishus, okay? We have two Rambams. Okay? But nonetheless, that's what the Maharam Shik writes. The Maharam Shik writes that the mitzvah can be done through someone else. It's not a personal mitzvah. It's very, very difficult. The Baal HaTanya says it's wrong. He says it's a personal mitzvah like Lulav Sukkah. You got to do it yourself. Halakha L'maisa. Okay. And there's one other answer I want to give. Let's get it, please. We'll chazer over the answers. There's one other answer I want to give, and that answer is from the Pachad Yitzchak. That answer is... Yeah, Ish Mitzvah Privia. Okay, you could read that in the general whole. General populace is Mitzvah.
Would that be Bnei Adam?
Okay, could be. I hear what you're asking. But the Poshim Shad is I can say it's communal. One other answer I want you to get down from the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. Amazing. He wants a Taina, and I thought it's different. The Pachad Yitzchak. This is Rav Huttner, the Pachad Yitzchak. Yeah, but there was an encyclopedic work written in the 1600s also by the Pachad Yitzchak. But this is Taka from Rav Huttner. It's in Shavuos. He says like this. The Pachad Yitzchak says like this. He says the Rambam's diuk is you have in front of you Atzias Mitzvah and Talmud Torah. If you can help out the lady, Lamais, and then come back to learning. Halacha Lamais, if you could come back and help out the lady in the learning, then that's fine. Okay? And for those seconds I'm helping the lady, fine, I'm not learning. But as soon as I come back, I'm learning. Mashain Kane, if there's going to be Bittul Torah dragged in with you getting married, and therefore it might actually do that, and there's no Kima Mitzvah, okay, you got married. But that might also impact upon your learning. So he says, Mashain Kane, and where the Kima Mitzvah causes Bittul Torah, when there's no Kima Mitzvah, then that's not Docha Tama Torah, and therefore you can stay learning. And therefore, by Privy Rivet, there's a Chshasha Bittul Torah because of Parnasa, and that's not Nogeya to the Etzem Mitzvah of Privy Rivet. And therefore, Tama Torah cannot beat it out. So I want you to get that down, Lamais. I'm going to write down Bittul, Greira of Bittul. Four, Pachad Yitzchak says, Greira of Bittul. That there's a dragging of Bittul Torah, and therefore you have no such chapter. So let's chazer this over. We had a steer in the Rambam, four different answers to steer in the Rambam. Okay, then we got to go fight during the Gemara. Osik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Rambam says, if you're learning, you can delay getting married. What are you talking about? You yourself, in the Talmud Torah, quoted the Gemara Moed Katan on Testament Beis. That when you're learning, and the elderly lady needs help, you got to stop learning in what? You got to stop learning and help her. Then you go back to your learning. No one else can get married for you. No one else can help the lady. So stop learning and get married. Steer in Rambam. Clear, Adam? Michal, you got this? It's steering the Rambam. Okay? Just steering the Rambam. What's a steering the Rambam? You should ask to stop learning and get married. So how do we solve this theory? Four answers. One answer is that you have to be yachsul l'mudo. When you get married, there's no way you can be yachsul l'mudo at the same level. Because you have to have yedias atayra, not just learning every second. You could go back to shir and seder after you get married. But it's going to impinge upon the responsibility of parnasa for your wife and kids. It's going to impinge upon your knowing, trying to know kol Torah kuh. That's the first answer. Second answer. Puravu, I'm not slugging up completely. You'll do it later. It can be done later in life. Shouldn't delay it. You get married, you should try to have kids right away. But lamaisa, if you're learning, then you're doing the best thing. You could delay the marriage. Number three. What's number three? Maybe puravu is not a personal mitzvah. As long as another guy can do it. If another guy can help the other day with the groceries, and help, I can stay and learn. Someone else can't have kids. I don't have to get married to have kids. Tremendous chiddush. Everyone jumped on that. Okay, you're right. It's a big chiddush. He's dochet the balatani. Cannot be. Yavulu, yavsuk, yavpuruvu. Okay. Maram Shik was a godolot too.
Of course.
And what's number four? Rav Hutner's atzal. We mentioned him about yelling at the Rav. Pachad Yitzchak, we have again, quoting twice today. You should tell the Yeshiva Chaim Berlin that. That what? That in the Pachad Yitzchak, he says, Beferish, that if it's going to cause ancillary pitul Torah, then you have no heter to stop learning. And it's going to cause you ancillary. Listen, when I help the other lady with the groceries, I'm coming right back into Shira to Bes Medrash. It's not going to cause pitul Torah. Getting the marriage, you have parnassi, you have other things, kids. It's going to be difficult. Therefore, you do not apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah. Halach l'maisa. Okay?
By that last svara by Rav Hutner,
yes?
Should we then say, like, is it ever worth it to get married unless, like, you're like at the ending stage of your life, just
no. You might have been able to prove.
Oh, okay. So you don't get married until you're like 50.
No, whatever. It might not be possible to fulfill Puruvu that kid. Maybe someone might not want to marry you. Has to be, you know, applicable. Okay, that's what we would generally assume. So please get this answer. Yeah, go ahead, Benny. Then we got to go right to the Gemara. Go ahead.
Is there a difference between Rav's answer of Bittul Torah and Yediyah Torah?
I think there is, because his is more practical. The Balatan is conceptual. That will impinge upon your Dias HaTorah. He's saying on a practical level of Hutner. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go now right to the Gemara. Okay, we're on the bottom of Chafayim and Aleph. Let's see the Gemara, guys. Okay? So we got this Mahalik so far. Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead, Izzy, on the bottom of the Gemara. Let's see. Va'osik v'mitzvah, put them in mitzvah. Four lines on the bottom. We had the Makor about Kriyashma, and we looked. And I want you to get this down. Does the Rambam ever quote a Makor for osik mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah?
No.
I don't think so. In fact, the Rav Zatzal points out that the Rambam Nichos Kriyashma says it's all a manifestation of Tirda. The Rambam Nichos Kriyashma Perek Dalach Aleph quotes one din of Tirda b'mitzvahs. Mishai Alibo Tarev Nechbas L'dvar Mitzvah. Putter. Osik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. And in Hilchos Ishus, when he talks about getting married, what does he say? You're going to be end up being what? Tarud, no? Doesn't he say Tarud? He's always talking about Tirda. So since he's always talking about Tirda, what's the din? According to the Rambam, how many Makoros are there? Remember you had yesterday Akiva? How many Makoros do we have? We had from Rashba was Osik and Tirda. Rav Haigon was what? Only what? Only Tirda. The Rambam put it down as also Tirda. The Rav said the Rambam holds like Rav Haigon. It's only Tirda. Please get that down. He said it's all a manifestation of Tirda. It's got to be Tirda to mitzvah, but it's also Tirda. When you're Osik b'mitzvah, it just is another form of being Torah. When you're Osik b'mitzvah. Okay, let's see the Gemara here in the bottom of Chafayim and Aleph. Go ahead, Izzy. Let's see inside, guys. Osik what?
Osik b'mitzvah, Patur b'mitzvah. Mehacha nafka.
Mehacha nafka, may what?
Mehacha nafka.
Excellent.
Titania mehi an Hashem, I share youth me'il with Nefesh Adam. Osim an Hashem.
No, no, no. Me hayu nos me osam anashim me hayu. Period. Who were those men that were tum and nefesh? Okay? So I want you to get this down. Why is the Gemara asking this kasha? Why is the Gemara asking this kasha who are the fellows? What do you mean? You have 600,000 people. People die, unfortunately. Obviously, someone must have had a relative that died and they went to the Leviathan or Tommy Mace, no? Why is the Gemara asking who are these people? So the Ra'ah asked this kasha. The Ra'ah, please get it down. The Ra'ah asked this kasha. And the Ra'ah in Dir Maska Osik says, I don't understand. Someone has a family member that died? Why is the Gemara asking this kasha? So I want you to get this. He says an amazing answer. He says, you know what? This was their seventh day. This was the seventh day. If someone's tummy mace, you have to what? You have to be sprinkled on day 3 and day 7 with ashes of the paraduma with water from a spring on day 3 and day 7, and then you go to the mikvah, and then you are tahara after the 7 days are completed. So they come and they say, we're very upset about this. Because our seventh day was an Erev Pesach. We were bad during the Shechita. We're still Tameh. But at nighttime, by the time when you eat it, we're already Tahora. So me, who are these people that are so smart? Who are these people that are so smart, that are so sharp to ask, well, we're Tameh for the Shechita, but we're going to be Tahora for the Achila? That's what the Ra'ah says, that the Gemara was asking, who are these people that are so sharp and so smart? So that's what the Gemara says. Who are these Baalei Chachma that know how to ask such a good kasha? That's one shot that I want to suggest. Okay? You got that down? That's what the Gemara is asking. Who are these smart guys that know how to distinguish and like a lamdan and say, well, we're tummy for the Shechita, but we're Tahora for the Achila. Why are we being what pushed away for Pesach Sheni? You follow what I'm saying, Yosef? That's what the Ra'ah says. Of course there are people that are pass away. But we're asking, who are these chachamim that are so sharp that ask this kasha? But I have another pshat. And the other pshat is from Rashi. Listen to this. Matthew, let's get this down. The Shlach says from Rashi. Rashi says an amazing thing. In the beginning of Parshas Kitisan. You know what he says? He says, when Klal Yisrael was counted after Yom Kippur with Shkolim, all the way to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, no one died in Klal Yisrael. So Taka, no one died. So that's what the Gemara is asking. How can anyone become Tamei Mace? No one died. So please get those two pshatim down that we're saying. Either what? That they were asking, the sharp guys were asking the question, why are we being what? Pushed away to Pesach Sheni, we're okay by the time of the eating. Or, like Rashi, the Shlach says that no one Taka died from after Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Which is an amazing thing. And therefore, if no one died, what's going on?
Then what's the answer of Mace Mitzvah?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's see. We'll see. Okay? We'll see, Halach Lamais. Okay? We'll see. This is for the two guys, not the third. This is for the first two Shitas. This is for the first two Shitas, Avram. Go ahead. Let's see. Wait, read again the whole thing. Really start again the whole thing from the bottom. Osik v'mitzvah. The Gomer. Oh, who were they? So we have three sheetas. Go ahead. Oh, they carried the coffin of Yosef at Tzadik because he made them take it out of its shrine. Go ahead. Because they were the cousins of Aaron, they brought Nadav and Avihu out, right? So what happened with them? What was the whole story? Rashi explains the whole story that what? Let's get this. We'll say to Rashi outside. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Mishkan was put up. Yes?
Yeah.
What happened? When did Elazar the Kohen burn the Parah Aduma? He burned it right there, Vesheni Lo. Second day he burnt it. That's when they learned all the dinim of what? They learned all the dinim of the... There were 8 parshas on the day when the Mishkan was put up. One of the 8 parshas was the Paraduma. Yes?
Yeah.
And on that day there were 10 crowns that were taken. And what dampened it was that Nadav and Avihu died. Now from Rosh Chodesh until Pesach is 14 days. You have more than enough time to what? You have more than enough time to get ready in Mitahora. But the guys who carried Aro, Yosef, Tzadik, when did they put it down? A year in advance. They had been camping there for a whole year already, Rashi says. So if they've been camping there for a whole year, why didn't they get it together? They could have all been ready. So go ahead, read the next sheet to Izzy. Go ahead. If Yitzhak Omer. Oh, can't be those two previous sheetas, because they could have gotten ready. Hello, what? Who is it? Shenamar. Oh, so in other words, according to this third sheet, they were guys that were osik the meis mitzvah. What does it mean, meis mitzvah? What does normally the word meis mitzvah mean? Let's get it down. Meis mitzvah means you find a dead corpse on the streets. And you know he was Jewish, but there's no one around to bury him. So you have to bury him. You have to bury him even if you're going to lose what? Doing the Korban Pesach. That's a Beferish Adin. So it cannot mean Meis Mitzvah, says the Turi Evin. Does not literally mean a Meis Mitzvah. The Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah points this out very beautifully. It does not mean Meis Mitzvah Mamish. What it means is relatives, as Rashi points out here. It doesn't mean a Meis Mitzvah. It means relatives. And therefore, since it means relatives, what is the general din of a Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah is someone who died and no one is around to bury the person. Meis Mitzvah is kona makomo, you bury him in the place where you find him. Our Gemara says the phrase Meis Mitzvah. Says Rashi, it doesn't mean Meis Mitzvah mamish. Because if it meant Meis Mitzvah, what would you do? You would have to bury him and you would lose out doing the Korban Pesach. That's a dover pashut. You have to do that. If I'm going to shecht the Korban Pesach, my own Korban Pesach, and I find a Meis Mitzvah, I have to do the Meis Mitzvah. That's a dover pashut. That's exerus a kosov. That has nothing to do with our topic of osik mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah. Nothing to do with it at all.
That's the perfect case of it, no?
And that's a special pasuk. The Gemara digs up a special pasuk. But Moado, Izzy, has nothing to do with our topic. That's exactly why the Turi Evan says the Gemara does not mean Meis Mitzvah. How does Rashi teach Meis Mitzvah? Go ahead, read Rashi.
Which one?
Tomei Meis Mitzvah. What does Rashi say? Oh, Meis Mitzvah means your relatives. Go ahead. Excellent. That's why Rabbi Kivager, you see the Rabbi Kivager, do you know Shas? He says, look in the Turi Evin. Who's the Turi Evin? Shagasaria wrote the Sefer Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah. He points this out, that it's not talking about a Meis Mamish. It's not talking about a Meis Mitzvah Mamish. Meis Mitzvah Mamish, and I'm going to Shech the Korban, there's a special pasuk that says I got to do it. So what's it referring to here? Relatives that died. One of your seven relatives. So if one of your seven relatives died, the din is Allah Lamai, said that what? Then you're Mechuyiv to what? You're Mechuyiv to Biriam. So what was their taina? Their taina was the seventh day came out on what? Erev Pesach. Let us do it. What's the answer? No, you have to be Tahora at the time of what?
The Shechita.
The Shechita. Because even if you're Tamei Tumasheretz, Rashi says. What's Tumasheretz? A dead rat being thrown on you. Not just a mace. You cannot be Tamei even Tumasheretz at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika. It has to be done properly. So therefore, what's the makor of what? What's the makor of Osik Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah according to this din? Not Kriyashma, but Shivtach Bevesacha. Uva what? Uva Lachtab Chaderach. What's the new Makor? What's the new Makor? The Krovim that died by the Pesach, what Pesach? The first Pesach they did where? In the Midbar. Not in Mitzrayim. We're not talking about the one in Mitzrayim. The second year we came out, we did a Korban Pesach. That's what we're talking about here. And therefore, the din of Osik Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah comes from who? Not Aron Shel Yosef. Not Mishol Vel Tzofon, but it's talking about the Oskim and Meis Mitzvah. Everyone had a sheet that what? They had a relative that died up to this point. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, up to this point, Halacha L'maisa. So how does it square with that Rashi? That's what the first two sheetahs hold. You follow me, Avram? The first two sheetahs go with that Rashi and no one died. The third sheetah says not true. There were other people that died. Because we said no one died to Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
How could Rashi say that
No, it's not that it's the right shot. There are three different sheetahs. Our Gemara that uses the pasuk as the makor of the topic of Osik Ben Mitzvah goes with the third sheet. The first two shittos will say, what's the makor? Kriyashma. The first two shittos will say, what is the makor of osik mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah? What will they say? They'll say Kriyashma. These the ones that asked the kasha lamai said they were tamed. They're osik mitzarchi tzibor. Rashi's shita will fit in with the first two shittos, correct. He's not going with the third shita. It's a historical machlokes where who did anyone die? So within the first two shitas, you don't have to say anyone died. The third shita is saying other people died. The only people that died was Yosef, who already died in Mitzrayim, and none of you with the terrible tragedy. No one else died. The third shita is saying that what? There were other people that died. So Rashi will go with the first two shitas. So we have two makoros now. Why do you have to have two makoros for osik mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah? Go ahead, Izzy. Let's see. Go ahead, finish it up. D what? Tzricha. Why do you need two makoros? Go ahead.
Tzricha. Di yashmin er hasam yishum de lo matez man kiyuva de pesach. Aval haka de matez man kiyushma im alo.
So I want you to get this. A lot of guys are bothered by this. What's the hava mean here? What does the Hava mean here? Let's get this clear. If you just had what? Korban Pesach, then what? When you're burying your loved one, did Korban Pesach come yet?
No.
It's a week early. So therefore, Osik Mitzvah Putim is much easier to say. Mitzvah B hasn't come into play yet. So maybe there I'll say it. But you know when you do A, it's going to preclude you from doing B? So what? That's the klal of Osik Mitzvah Putim and Mitzvah. But it's very limited. But what happens if Mitzvah B is in your face? You're going to visit your Rebbe, and Mitzvah B of Kriyashma is in your face. Say Shema now. Maybe don't say it. Maybe stop visiting your Rebbe for a moment, say Shema, and then go back to visiting your Rebbe. That's what I would think. That's what I would think. It's much easier to say the Korban Pesach one. B is not in your face yet. But when it's in your face, maybe you got to stop A. Do B and go back to A. You got me? What does it say? Tzricha. What does Tzricha mean? I don't have to. Even when B is in my face, I'm going to visit my Rebbe, and B shmaz in my face, I don't have to do B. It's a good havamina. Donnie, you got that klor now? You have a klor? Go ahead, go the other way now, Izzy. What's the other way? V what? Oh. What happens if you only had Korban Pesach? I'm sorry, what happens if you only had Kriyashma? B'yashminach, if you only had Shema. What is Shema? Mitzvah sese. There's no chiyuv karis. So I would think, Osik, but I'm going to visit my Rebbe. I don't have to do Shema. There's no chiyuv karis carried with Shema. But when you talk about what? Burying a loved one. And that will pot you from Pesach. Pesach is scary. Why is Pesach scary? There's only two mitzvahs sese in the whole world of halacha that there's a chiyuv karis. Karis is always by a lav. If a guy lives with a nida, he's chayiv karis. If a guy eats chaylev or dam, he's chayiv karis. If a guy eats chometz, he's chayiv karis. Karis is scary. Eating on Yom Kippur is a chayiv karis. It's not alive, that's an essay. It's an isra essay. But I'm talking about, usually it's only what? Usually karis is only by lav. There's only two in the world. Two in the world. It says nefesh lo seuna. There is a lav there by Yom Kippur. There's only two in the world that there's a chiyuv karis on. Which ones? Pesach and Mila. So Pesach, whoa, I'm scared. So I would think that what? What would I think? That maybe there's no... you better not bury your loved one. Put him in the freezer. Bury him after Pesach. Bury him after Pesach. I would think that Osik Mitzvah will not apply. What does it say? What does it say at the end? Is he? What is the word? Tzricha. Tzricha. Even though what? Even though if here I would do it, but even by Pesach with his karis, I'm still potter. I'm still potter, halacha lemaisa. Now, I want to just close with the following. So at the end of the day, if I would ask you, what is the makor of osik mitzvah, putim in a mitzvah? What's the answer? There are two makoros. Kriyashma, and bearing a loved one that potters you from what? Korban Pesach. That's lock, stock, and barrel of the Gemara. Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. There are two makoros for the klal osik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Shivtecha b'secha kriyashma, and the din of what? And the din of the tumas meis. Now, we analyzed that mitzvah kriyashma could be broken down even to tirda or osik, or just tirda. Remember we said that?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, in all essence, If you think about it, there really are three makoros. One is of Tirda. One is of Osek. If you are Rashi and you are like what? You're like Rav Hai, or like the Rashba, right? Is really Tirda, Osek b'mitzvah, which could be Shema or could be what? Korban Pesach. Because Tirda is his own, it's its own track. Now, what we have to just close with is, what happens if a guy is Tomei Meis and too far away, or is too far away from Yishalayim? What must he do? What's that called? Pesach Sheni. Wasn't that these guys came to Moshe Ben and were kvetching, oh, we can't do it. They were asking halachically. We were good enough for the what? The eating. We're just tummy for the shechita. So I want to just close with the following. And Adam and Michal were asking me this. I was just thinking, and this attaches the end of Shir with what we did in the beginning of Shir. Remember we wanted to say that it was a p'tur? Remember we said that Oskim Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, according to the Ron, is a p'tur? It's not a hafkah? Nurse, you're still in the realm. If you're shomer mace, you can eat the matzah, remember? And your yotz of the mitzvah? Just we said, do you say a brach on a p'tur? Remember we said that? Maybe we could suggest someone that it gets out of Pesach Rishon, he's chayv in Pesach Sheni. That's called a what? That's called a p'tur. It's not like he's totally done with Pesach Rishon. You have a makeup. So I think maybe it's a model for it being called a p'tur.
It's not the same mitzvah.
That's a question how you view Pesach Sheni. It's a good point, Donnie. Is it a separate yontif or is it a makeup tashlumen? But the bottom line is you do something else. So that's why I'd like to suggest, I think it fits in well with the Torah. Yes, Yehuda?
Could it just be because it has an
Echaris? Could be, but the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't say that. It doesn't say you have Pesach Sheni because of a Chiyuv Karis. So I'm just saying, I was wondering, maybe that steps up as a good model that it's a Ptur. Osig Mitzvah, Pater from base. But if I do it, I'm Chayiv. The Raya is these guys were Pater from Pesach Rishon because they buried their loved one. But they still had a Ptur and they do Pesach Sheni. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Tomorrow we continue with the show. We got to do Parsha. We do Chumash the end of Shir. Okay? Let's stop Mincha. Okay? Who wants to stop for the Yomit?